Festivity Audio Course, Series 65, Module 16, Registration of Persons.
Any application for registration as agent, broker-dealer, investment advisor, or investment advisor representative will become effective no later than 30 days after application is made, and will remain active until December 31st of that calendar year. To renew the registration for the following calendar year, a new registration fee will be required. The amount of the fee varies by state. A consent to service of process form is required as part of the registration process. By signing the consent to service of process form, the agent allows the administrator to act as attorney for and receive legal paperwork on his or her behalf. This requirement protects the investing public by allowing them to serve legal documentation to the state securities administrator with the same legally binding effect as if the named party had been served personally. Broker-dealers must maintain required books and records for a period of no less than 3 years. Investment advisors must maintain required books and records for a period of no less than 5 years. Books and records may be retained electronically, providing a backup copy is retained at a separate location, and a hard copy may be printed upon request. Broker-dealers and investment advisors must make annual financial statements available to all clients and must submit annual financial statements to their respective regulatory authority. Broker-dealers, investment advisors, investment advisor representatives, and agents must promptly make appropriate corrections and amendments to any documentation filed with the SEC or State Securities Administrator as it becomes obsolete, incomplete, or inaccurate. The SEC and State Securities Administrator have the authority to inspect the books and records as well as branch offices of registered broker-dealers and investment advisors. An agent may represent a broker-dealer or an issuer of securities. Generally, before an individual may act in the capacity of an agent, he or she must be registered with the SEC and the State Securities Administrator. There is, however, an exception to the registration requirement. If the agent represents the issuer, selling exempt securities or selling securities in exempt transactions, and no commissions are paid. For example, an individual representing a county, the issuer, selling municipal bonds, exempt securities, on salary, no commissions, would not be required to register as an agent. The following persons are also exempt from registration as an agent: broker-dealers, officers of broker-dealers who are not involved in the solicitation process and have no immediate supervision over the purchase or sale of securities, banks, trust companies, savings and loan associations, officers of issuing corporations selling or gifting company stock to employees, for example, funding retirement plans or offering stock option grants, and clerical or administrative personnel with no authority to solicit securities business and are not paid commissions. Individuals required to register as agents must register with the SEC and with the State Securities Administrator in every state they do business in, unless they only transact business with accredited investors and/or individual investors who are temporarily in the state. The registration process entails passing required examinations, submitting fingerprints and an application, paying registration fees, and consenting to service of process. While an agent need only pass the examination and submit fingerprints initially, an application, registration fee, and consent to service of process form must be submitted directly to the State Securities Administrator of each state where the agent intends to do business. Before the agent of a broker-dealer can register in any particular state, the broker-dealer with whom they are associated must be registered in that state. When an agent begins or terminates employment with a broker-dealer, it is the responsibility of both the broker-dealer and the agent to notify the state securities administrator. If an agent changes employment, all three parties have the responsibility. The old firm, the new firm, and the agent must notify the administrator. Notification is made via Form U-4 when you start a job and Form U-5 when you terminate employment. While theoretically it is possible for a natural person or individual to register as a broker-dealer, for the purpose of the exam and generally in real-world application, a broker-dealer is a business entity. Broker-dealers must register in every state in which they do business, unless they only transact business with accredited investors and/or individuals who are temporarily in the state. Broker-dealers must also register in every state in which they have a physical presence, regardless of their clientele. The registration process of a broker-dealer requires submission of an application, a registration fee, and consent to service of process. The application for a broker-dealer is called Form BD. The registration fee varies by state, and the consent to service of process form must be submitted to the state securities administrator of every state where the broker-dealer intends to do business. A broker-dealer is also required to join one or more self-regulatory organizations, or SRO, as a condition of registration. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, is a self-regulatory organization. Others include the NYSE, New York Stock Exchange, and MSRB, Municipal Securities Rulemaking Board. As soon as a broker-dealer joins an SRO, they become a member firm. To ensure that a broker-dealer is not insolvent or becoming insolvent, the state securities administrator will require a minimum net capital of at least $35,000 to become registered. If the broker-dealer does not meet the net capital requirement, a surety bond may be posted in lieu of. A broker-dealer's registration will become effective no later than 30 days after application is made. The registration will expire at the end of the calendar year if not renewed by paying the next year's registration fee. When a broker-dealer changes ownership or the character of its business organization, it may file an application for registration as a successor firm. If accepted, the new broker-dealer will not be responsible for new registration fees until January 1st of the following year. Any change in organization or ownership requires prompt notification to all clients as well as to the administrator.